Have you ever had that feeling going down to write a website or sales page or an email that you just don't know what you're doing, and you delete and you write a new one and you try again, and it's just you're not sure what to do? Well, that, my love, is most likely because you're not clear on your unique value proposition. And don't worry, you are not alone, and we're going to teach you how to get clear.
Hey, softpreneurs, there is magic happening right now because you are here with us and we are well met. I am Dawn Petrin and she is Alisa Jakim. And we are here to help visionary entrepreneurs like you who are here to usher in the new paradigm, express your essence louder and prouder so you can create more profitability, possibility, and downright magical magnetism in your business. So let's get started, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. Okay, so in our last episode, we in our solos are doing a series on making your website betterer or more you ultimately. And we talked about a lot of the reasons people might feel crunchy about their current website or creating a new website if you're in an evolution of your services and your offerings. And one of them that we underscored was this idea that you don't know your unique value proposition, which might sound a little marketing jargony. And in fact, it is marketing jargon because there are plenty of misunderstandings about what a unique value proposition is. And I have seen them being used at like really high level companies. So we wanted to peel back the curtain a little bit and get clear to help you get clear on how to really feel more confident when you go to write your website. And this, as we mentioned, also is going to apply to a sales page or an email or really any piece of copy. It stems from your unique value proposition. And so let's see. This is also going to help with really great taglines because you'll notice when we kind of dig into what a unique value proposition is, that it often kind of is a tagline in and of itself when you land on it. And it has this feeling of an aha when it is revealed. So Dawn, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Yeah, definitely. Just like if you are listening and you're like, oh God, unique value proposition. Like we hear you. We have trouble defining our own as well. And I think a lot of our listeners are like us, like multi-passionate, and you know, like we have a lot of different offers and a lot of different ways we serve people, and you probably do too, right? And so it can feel confining. We were hosting a Holistic Business Society coaching call yesterday, and two really amazing women both spoke about, one of them spoke about how like she feels like if she, I mean, she feels like if she, I don't want to use her exact words, but if she like pulled her magic into something smaller, like more concise, then she would be like being inauthentic, you know, like almost like she feels like her message is incoherent right now. This is not true. It isn't incoherent. So that was actually a story, but she feels like by making it coherent, she'll be smaller and inauthentic. And another one of our really amazing coaching clients said that she feels like being concise is confining. And I think a lot of us feel that way. And I just want to emphasize before we dig in that there are a couple of things. One is you probably have a different unique value proposition for each of your offers and different ways that you serve people. And that's totally okay. Although you probably also have like an umbrella one. And also this can evolve, man, this can evolve. And this is something that I think we all as business owners, entrepreneurs, and creatives need to remember is that we don't have, like we can't, it's not like if you choose an angle, then you can never do anything else, right? I actually think that when we choose, especially something like a unique value proposition, when we choose it and live into it, that actually helps us test it and feel into it and embody it, kind of like Alisa's reel, which you guys should go watch, Embody the Call to Action. But anyway, you can embody your unique value proposition and you'll know way better whether or not it's exactly right or if there are little tweaks to make. And yes, I understand there's like the Wayback Machine. And so maybe if you have like, you know, a headline that embodies your unique value proposition on your website on June 2023, it'll still be there if someone goes and checks like archive.org. But the truth is the internet is ephemeral, you know, and you can change things. So I just want to really say that you're not going to evolve if you don't make choices. Chances are, if you don't step forward, you're probably not going to evolve. And also, as you probably know, if you're listening, we are launching the Easy AF website workshop. And one of the things that you'll be able to do through this workshop is make changes on your own website really easily in the future. So if you want to test or try on a unique value proposition and then change it, you can and you should. So I think I'm going to like stop there. But that's the thing I want to say right now. Please don't like, I don't know what you're feeling in your body as you hear like unique value prop or unique sales prop. And that might make you be like, oh God, but I'm like I'm a healer and a lover and, you know, an alchemist. And I don't want to put myself in that box. And I just want to say, like, you aren't putting yourself in a box that you have to hold on to forever. And yeah, if you don't make these choices, you'll probably just freeze. And so many of us freeze in our business and in our marketing. And that is not moving us forward at all. So throwing it back to you, Alisa, thank you for asking.
Yes, I love that so much. And there really is something about, like, we all have uniqueness in our personal brands because we are not one dimensional. I haven't met anyone who, and especially in this space, but really I haven't met anyone who's one dimensional. So often your UVP will actually lie in your like multi-passionate, multi-hyphenate nature. And we're going to get into that a little bit later in the episode. And something that I've learned from Dawn that I know that we're going to dig into in future episodes about just like making your writing better is I think that the concision piece can sometimes be a gift to your writing, getting it more chiseled and dialed down, but it doesn't have to happen right away. Dawn is a poet, and so she's very precise with each word she lays on the page. And I'm like, I don't know, a channeler or something as a writer. So I just kind of do streams, and I've always written kind of stream of consciousness. And Dawn has shown me, and I've learned myself, how the writing gets so much stronger as you chisel away. So these are, it can be a process, and you won't land on it if you don't put any words to the paper. So give yourself permission. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to underline that. Like sometimes Alisa says my like precision, she like looks at it as like a superpower, and I think it's fine, but this is the same thing I said in our Holistic Business Society call yesterday, which is like, yes, but it also holds me back from creating. So as you hear about this unique value proposition and as you learn about it, please don't think you need to start with like one sentence or two sentences. We do brand strategy all the time, and it really is like first super generative, throw it all on the paper / you know, we work in Google Docs, so throw it all on Google Doc. But then, you know, it's like, I forget who said this, maybe it was actually Ogilvy, but it's like, write drunk and edit sober. You don't got to get drunk, but like maybe drunk with like God's creative force, let it all come down, and then you can chisel it into precision and concision, which is a word we checked yesterday. Yeah, you can chisel it afterwards, but if you don't let yourself generate and channel, chances are there's nothing to chisel, right?
Just to get into, to dial it back a little bit into like, what is a unique value proposition? This word we have been throwing around a lot. I'm going to actually credit David Ogilvy, legendary advertiser, with the idea that a UVP, a unique value proposition, is a clear, compelling, concise, often a statement, but it's a differentiator of a brand from its competitors. He believed that the most effective one is also provides a clear benefit that addresses the customer's biggest needs or desires. So some examples that I'm sure you've heard of are Just Do It, Nike, or Think Different, Apple, or maybe a really clear one that I know Joanna Weeb loves to share from Copy Hackers, our copywriting guru, mentor or teacher, is the milk chocolate that melts in your mouth, not in your hands, which is M&M's. And that's such a clear idea of like M&M's is different than any other candy on the market because it's not going to melt in your hands, right? And because of its unique shape, and if that just encompasses what's sort of the white space in the industry and where M&M's stands. So that's to paint a picture of what a UVP is. And I also wanted to share from my own experience what a UVP is not, which is I was, Don and I were consulting with a supplement company, and they kept using the word value proposition to describe the major benefits of the product. So it was like sleep and pain relief and I forget what the third, mood. And sleep in and of itself is not a unique value proposition. There are so many supplements on the market that help to aid sleep. That could be an anchor for your messaging. Like this product does so many amazing things and we want to focus on like the things it does for sleep. And that's like step one. And then you need to dig deeper about what is different about what you do. And often the hint, like, as I mentioned, it should address a big benefit or a big need, and sometimes a pain point. It kind of depends on your product to your audience. So often, if you have no clue where your white space is or your unique value proposition or like what makes you uniquely you in your industry, you can often find it in the voice of your customers. Voice of customer is also a technical term in conversion copywriting, which is a kind of research that we do, and it really relies on speaking back the words of the customer in the copy and the messaging. So yeah, that's a little primer on unique value proposition. And often you will find it, like I said, when you're in the wild doing the work and you're having conversations and six people tell you the same thing about why you're different and why they appreciate what you do that's different. So Don and I have had this. It's often true that you won't know it out the gate or when you're starting a new business. It takes time and it will evolve. So like one of the ones we've gotten is like, oh, I love how you guys have the hard marketing skills, but you also are like as spiritual or like into energetics as I am, like business energetics, or you're as woo as me, to use more but voice of customer, or we bring in, you know, spirituality, we bring in healing, we bring in like pursuit of sovereignty plus marketing, and how all those things thread together, which is why we use the whole list. We've named our method the holistic business method, as a sort of, it encompasses an aspect of our UVP. And then we haven't like fully, full disclosure, we are still dialing like the statement or the tagline that distills all of that into like one memorable phrase, because ideally your UVP should be memorable and easy to say and easy to express as well. So Dawn, I will pass it to you.
Yeah, I think I just also want to say that like your unique value proposition is like behind the scenes in your marketing. So it's not like you like come up with your unique value proposition and then that's what you use as your headline. You actually are coming up with your unique value proposition and then crafting, you know, any of your messaging in such a way that it expresses your UVP, but in relation to what your like ideal customer or client is looking for from you. I know that prior to like getting into brand strategy years ago, when I took over the yoga studio, I love them, but they did a brand strategy thing with somebody, and then they got their like their mission and their differentiation statement, and they plastered it all over sort of like on their website and in their marketing materials. And it was like, it felt almost like egotistical. I don't think they meant it that way, but it was about them, right? So your unique proposition, value proposition is about you. But when you're expressing it in your marketing materials, you're using that voice of customer to come up with like a like cute, fun, magnetic headline. You're not being like, I don't know. It's not like our headline on our website is not like hard marketing skills with a side of woo, you know, it just isn't. So what you want to do is like craft this brand strategy. And in it, you want to, you know, create your unique value proposition. You don't need to go deep into every part of your brand strategy to do that. But then you use it as like a driving force behind what you're creating in terms of marketing materials. You don't like take that like sentence and plaster it. everywhere.
Yes, that's such a good point. It's like a lot of the times this sort of seams of your like strategy don't need to be explicit. It's like then there's style and how does your brand do it and what's your brand voice? So not to whelm anyone listening, but once you land on it, it doesn't mean, yes, I love that. It doesn't mean that needs to be your headline of your website, but it can give you so much clarity about like, what am I really trying to say here? Or what experience am I really trying to give somebody on my website, on this sales page, in this email? And it's so interesting, or I just wanted to point out that almost every time we start, especially a sales page, Dawn and I will kind of sit down and be like, what's the unique value proposition of this product or offer? And I feel like that is really a gold star for a page or a piece of copy. And then we go into like, and what's the journey to get it to be a yes for somebody? And I know one of the other like kind of spoiler alert for a future website episode is going to be a bit about customer journey and like really holding them through being a yes and the stages of awareness. We'll talk more about that too. But it's also, so it's marrying like, what do you do uniquely in your space? And where is your person at in the journey? And then those two points meet and that can become your headline, that can become your big idea for an email or for a page. And that is really a sweet spot and an organizing principle for creating messaging and copy. So the unique value proposition, if you're at all like, okay, marketing jargon still, like how do we ground this? We're going to share our formula for how we help in our brand strategy, how we help clients. We often do this for clients. We'll determine, we'll do like a research deep dive, get to know everything about them. It's like the method acting of research in business. I've always thought about it like that as a copywriter. So Dawn, will you share our secret formula with everybody?
Yeah, for sure. And also where I studied brand strategy, of course, Franzine, like who used to be with us all of the time and now is like one of our like high level consultants on branding and design. She recommended Brand Masters. I forget the guy's name, but we can link to it in the show notes. I am not an affiliate, but we use the formula that he provided, which is like we provide. So that's the beginning of the formula. And then it's like the end result. So, you know, like what is the end result of what you give to people? And then with the difference and the benefit of the difference. So it's like you, and this is the part that we really wanted to be clear on is like, it doesn't matter if you do the same thing as tons of other people, because that like difference and benefit of the difference, that's you. That's you in your authenticity. And it's how you are different from every other, say, want to say like a holistic healing coach. So one of our clients is, yeah, I don't even know what we would call her. So we won't name her exactly, but her magic is that it was her journey that brought her to be able to coach in the way that she coached. And she really helps people with like mental health. I don't want to say like issues, that's inappropriate, but mental health difficulties to stay outside of the system to serve them. And sometimes she gets kind of caught up in the fact that she doesn't have a whole bunch of modalities and she's not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, right? But she provides like literal, like I think we want to say coherence, like mental coherence and like holistic coherence with her difference is that she is able to be with someone in their field, whether it's on Zoom or in person, and just like lock in to the stories that people are telling and the ways that they are not being, I guess, like their authentic self. And then she's able to like call them on it and lovingly coach them through it. So let's say she's like, we provide mental health. We'll just say that this is not hers. And if you're listening, girl, this is, you know, not exactly you because I'm just on the fly doing it. But like we provide like holistic mental health coaching by, so it wouldn't be a with, and almost say like feeling into the quantum of what your field needs in order to come to a space of coherence so you can be in the world in a way that feels aligned with you.
Boom. I love it. I love this example so much because when we help people discover their unique value proposition, it's not like because we're not really, well, we do work with product-based businesses, but it's not M&Ms, you know? So it's often people who are bringing this real depth of value, which also you're like, well, what is the value? Is it, it's almost intangible, or it's really can be very challenging to put into words. But when you take that and you really look at like the sort of beauty and depth of what you do differently in your industry, it can become this really powerful statement. And last time we had our little website episode, it wasn't little, I'm wordless. Okay. So the we talked about websites on the pod. We gave everybody the homework to do some sleuthing about your authenticity, because that's always the place to start in your website and your branding and your messaging and your content. You want it to feel real and alive for you. So that really is a still a step one for determining your UVP. And some other little tips or ways to kind of get into it are the things that you can't stand in your industry, rant about them. So like maybe you record it, or you have a conversation with a friend, or you type all the things you can't stand, because usually the things that you are like not into in your industry are what makes you unique in your industry. So that's a great one. And another one, which is similar to what we invited you guys to do last week or last time, is to have some people you love, clients or people who are familiar with your work, who maybe they've become friends or they're sort of your business besties, have them share like, what is uniquely you, or what do they most value about what you bring to the table? And maybe it's something you don't, especially things you haven't articulated yet about your magic and your medicine. It's very healing and like sweet to do this exercise as well. And one other thing on that, like idea of like, oh, I don't know if my messaging is clear in this, you're wrestling with, okay, coherence is the example. Sometimes the gift you offer is the other side of the challenge. So there's a story. And then the other side is the gift is actually coherence, right? So I feel incoherent, and she's helping people who maybe feel incoherent in their life, like with, if you have mental health, like you're wrestling with your mental health, to help them feel seen. And another like little thought in this is sometimes our value feels intangible as like healing practitioners or thought leaders or visionaries or just that kind of visionary entrepreneur, because it's like the medicine you carry and your field is your unique value proposition. And so it's like every book you read or every resource that informed you, like Dawn and I, the resources that we play with come into our marketing space and people interact with that. And so it can kind of be a game to nail this, but it can, we invite it to be like a fun self-exploration tool that almost like like turn it into your astrology. Your messaging could be like your human design plus your astrology plus this plus that. And yeah, just we invite you to have fun with it, and we'll keep walking through how to make this super you.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Elisa. I think where I'd love to end on this is that so many people fear like, oh my God, the market's saturated. Should I really be a life coach? Should I really be a business coach? Can I really? And the truth is that there are so many people in the world, and they need you and your unique message. And that is what makes it magic. And that's all you're doing. You're taking your unique magic and you are putting into a sentence. And as I said at the beginning, this can evolve and it should evolve, but it ain't gonna evolve if you don't solidify it into the world. Pull it from the ethers, turn it into something, run with it, and then let the universe evolve it with you. Because, you know, being afraid to put it out there is not going to move you forward. So yeah, I would love to hear from any of you. If you like, DM us, send us an email, I don't know, comment on the YouTube if you watch this. If you have like a takeaway, and if you are able to throw like a messy AF unique value prop, you know, we provide big end benefit with these differences. Throw it somewhere where we can see it. I would love to see it. And I'm pretty good at turning things into concise. So my offer is that if you post a comment on this YouTube with your unique value prop, I will throw it back at you, edited. So
Dawn's an amazing editor. I would definitely take her up on this, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We can't wait for the next one. So much love.
Yeah. And if you want our help in a bigger way, of course, we can support you with like a full brand strategy. But on top of that, we are going to be talking everyone through, in a way, deeper way, their unique value proposition so they can turn it into the headline on their website in the EZAF website workshop. So join us. We would love to have you. Thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Softpreneur Podcast. If it resonated with your ethos and your soul, we would be so grateful to you if you leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast.
This helps us grow so much. And it also helps more visionary business owners find the show so they can make their dream life their real life. So many blessings and love.